tell us a little bit about Panda. What is it that your organisation does?
So Panda is we're a not-for-profit organisation, but we do receive funding from the federal government to run a national helpline where we can support families right across the country, and we've been doing that for 8 years or so now. But as well as that, with the money we're able to raise through our own sources, we raise awareness about this really common and serious health issue that people often don't talk about. So we know that 1 in 5 mums, so sometime during the pregnancy or up to 1 year after the birth of their baby, 1 in 5 mums will experience depression or anxiety. Yet often they're not expecting it, and that means it takes a long time for them to actually work out what's happening and get help. So we do the two things. We support families, but we also do a lot of work just talking like we are now, to make sure that people understand this is really common. And in making sure people know it's common, we're also trying to break down some of that stigma that we hear from our callers, because, you know, mums are really reluctant to talk about the experience, even once they work out what it is. There's a sense of, well, does that make me a bad mum? And it certainly doesn't, but often mums will feel a fair bit of pressure. And in fact, we know from some research we've undertaken this year that 1 in 2 mums who do have this experience feel pressure not to talk about it. So we really want to get talking about it.
Why do you think there is this perception that parents can't talk about it if they are struggling with parenthood?
I think there's kind of two key things to think about. One is that we don't, as a community, I think we don't put equal value on physical health issues and mental health issues. I think we're still struggling to realise that mental health is every bit as important as physical health. That's the first part. But the second part is that, you know, I think we do live in a world of social media, which is absolutely fantastic, but also quite challenging at times. And particularly, I think, for new parents, what they're seeing are images of perfect families and everyone's very happy and everyone posts their, you know, their highlights. and very rarely do we talk about the gritty stuff that can also come along with this, you know, this really exciting and special journey of bringing a baby into the world. But we don't, we often don't let up that it can actually be pretty tough as well.
Absolutely. I don't think I've ever seen anyone Instagram a 2 a.m. feed where they haven't slept for 4 hours and the baby's screaming and it's really hard. So I completely agree with that. And is this how this new online tool kind of works into it as well? Tell us about this tool that you've launched this week.
Yeah. Look, we've launched an online mental health checklist for expecting and new parents. And really what we wanted to do was address the really common issue we talk about, which is, well, how do I know this is serious? Because, you know, of course you get anxious when you're pregnant and when you've got a new baby and you've got no handbook and you're worried what to do. And sometimes you're feeling pretty depressed or low because you're really tired, and that comes with the territory. So how can an expecting or new mum or dad know that this is just the day-to-day trials of tribulations of bringing your baby into the world, or is this that more serious thing, which is actually an illness that needs some help? So we've put the checklist together to address those differences. And what happens is any expecting or new parent can get on board and do the checklist. And it does take them through quite a range of questions. So it'll probably take about 15 minutes. But at the end of that, that's going to give you a report that lets you know how you're tracking, and if you do need some more help, it's going to point you to where you can get that help.
I think this is absolutely fantastic. What's the response been like so far since it launched?
Look, the response has been nothing short of overwhelming, to be honest. And very exciting. We launched this just on Monday, and we've actually had nearly 3,500 people completed the checklist.
Wow.
At this stage. So yeah, I think we've clearly found something that really matters to people, and we're excited about that. As well as, and they are actually separate, we're calling it one checklist, it's all in one place, but they are separate checklists for mums and for dads and for during pregnancy and for after pregnancy. But there's also another one, which is if there's someone you care about that you're worried about during this period, you can get online. There's a separate one for carers and loved ones that you can check out how it looks like that friend of yours or your daughter or your sister is actually going.
That's so it's going to give phenomenal. That's so important as well, because this research that you've done as well found that around 92% of Australians wish they'd done more to help someone who they knew had experienced perinatal anxiety or depression. apart from jumping online and doing the checklist and really confirming whether or not there is something to be worried about, what do you suggest people could do if they have a loved one or someone that they know that they can see might be struggling with perinatal anxiety or depression?
I think people often talk to me about this and they say, look, I'm really worried I'm going to offend someone if I raise it. And I think, you know, sometimes we just have to put ourselves out there a little bit, because if we're worried about someone, and let's remember that, you know, 50% are feeling like they've got to hide it, and nearly the same amount of women are feeling like no one actually understands what's going on. And, you know, we talk to mums and some dads every day across the country through our helpline, and what we hear from them is that it's actually really hard to take the first step and talk about this. So I do encourage people to talk about it. If that means saying to someone, look, I just want to check in and see how you're going, and specifically, I really want to know how you're coping emotionally and mentally, because I hear that it's really common, and I would want you to know that I think that it's important to address emotional and mental health as well as physical health. It's starting a conversation. It's a good thing to do. Maybe you have to be a bit brave to do that, but I think it's so important, and being able to flag with someone that you know this happens. You know, it's pretty easy to let them know about pandos.org.au. That's where they'll find a checklist, but also tons of other information.
Absolutely. We've got to be there for all the people in our community, in our tribe, and it takes nothing to reach out and ask the question. Terry, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No, thanks for your help. I really appreciate it.